We never played much of it. It's always been at least four. And when we've had four, we've played with four individual players, or four as two pairs. It's not really designed for two.
And who do you play? Where do you use it?
We've used it at various conferences where we've been testing it out. We've also, the idea is that it's played with course teams who are embarking upon the planning process, and it's to get them to think about actually there's a lot of it is around the pragmatics. That there are lots of times when you just hide something and you hope the validation won't notice it, because you've got your time is really important, and that you the main thing around it is that you cannot go all out of quality and you can't go all out of speed, and you've got to make these decisions at various points. But it's also to, if people are coming into this process, and we've tried to make it as generic as possible and as non-university specific as possible, actually knowing that these are pretty much what happens when you're designing a course. And so again, I'd quite like some feedback on, from your institutions, does this map in with how it works, or is anything really out? And I guess maybe you need a few more, you know, have a look more of the cards to get a feel for that. But does it seem like a process that's completely alien to you?
No, it's
kind of depressing thinking about
it. Yeah, it is quite like the whole. We've just had a massive increase in numbers, and we've been discussing day in, day out, especially like how are we going to deal with this, how are we going to keep on the same and actually a slightly reduced staff team. How are we going to keep the quality of the course up, and where are we going to have to compromise, and where are the breaks going to be?
I think it's about that kind of, there will be compromises, inevitably, because you don't have unlimited budget or unlimited time. There's where you can make those compromises and where it's not. And there are some things in there, such as complaining for head of department, you know, realistically, it's an option, but is it really an option? So it's getting to think about those sort of those things that happen.
Could you bring the real world events to bear on the game somehow then? So somehow earn a move from a zone.
No, it's like when
you can tick against things from the real world relate to the scenarios you're putting to things.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
You think you're like a long term game, so you say, right, well, I've got my professional approval, that gives me a bonus of four. It's a long term player.
Well, you want to link the gameplay back to the real world.
The problem with that, but whether you need to do that as part of the game. What I'm interested in doing is coming up, is thinking about how you can build in a reflective activity around that it actually gets people to, in a structured way.
I guess you can have something else on it. You know, we're saying, we're going to some of them and we're saying, oh, we wouldn't rather do this. And that in itself is a reflective process.
Yeah.
You're thinking about what you're going to do, and then maybe the other team has to decide how to get that.
Actually, you say that. So we've got another 5 minutes. I don't know if you want to just keep playing or whether you want to go have a look at the other.
I think does it when you're playing it, see, we've used that rule, you know, to go around, you use whatever, so many stars, then you have to go around to get out, and then you repeat that on this one.
Yeah.
Is there any way, you know, that we found of changing it for each section, so that's how you play that bit, but then you'd have a different method, you know, rather than just repeating the same.
Yeah, I mean, the actual contents of the cards are quite different, because the idea was that it would actually reflect the types of dilemmas that you have at the different stages.
Mm.
So that was, I mean, it's difficult because we only sort of played the first bit, but by the time you get them onto these, the question is quite different in terms of the part process is looking at. Also, if the more of the chances come up, you have then have the option to kind of sabotage other people and to steal quality stars and things like that. I think what we haven't quite got right in terms of the timing is getting the right number of stars. Because we played it when we were 10 stars and people bracket through it. And then sometimes we played it with, you know, we moved it down to 2 stars because it was going quite slowly. And a lot of it is a lot of testing has been done to deal with situations. So rather than playing it for real.
See, from someone who plays a lot of games and is, I'm quite strategic, I'm banned from certain games like Risk from my friends. Immediately it struck me as, right, let's earn enough stars to go get past, and then let's do it properly.